May we step lightly and with love. Amen. As we prepare our hearts and bodies to venerate the cross, to revere Christ as he walks the path to Golgotha, a path littered with betrayal, denial, and sorrow, a path honed by violence and brutality, we will also need to walk this path with Christ. Jesus was not crushed by the violence and brutality happening to him. And when one person is willing to give of themselves for someone else, when one person is willing to stand beside another who has no power or hope, this is a dangerous act of love. It is a way of living our lives that says violence must end. A homeless man named Stephen Jones rushed to help children during a terrorist attack in Manchester, England. And later, Stephen told reporters, "Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I haven't got a heart or I'm not human still. It's instinct to go and help if someone needs your help. We had to pull nails out of the children's faces." Female inmates in California willingly sign up to fight wildfires, at times risking their own lives. A woman, Renee Danfield, overcame a tough childhood and adopted and raised 3 foster children on her own. She says to be a parent is to step into a great unknown, a magical universe where we choose to love over and over. It is an act of courage, no matter what. In the besieged southern city of Malwari, Philippine Muslims sheltered Christian neighbors and colleagues, giving them canned goods and rice to subsist on in their basements to protect them from Islamist militants who are going from house to house searching for non-Muslims to kill. Each one of these acts of courage is seeking to restore love, restore justice, restore dignity. These acts of compassion seek to right deep wrongs. And when we hear about Black Lives Matter rallies, when we hear about March for Our Lives rallies, when we hear about the Women's March on Washington rallies, at the heart of each one of these rallies is the seeking for the end of violence, the restoration of dignity, the seeking of equality and justice. These are acts of compassion, seeking to right deep wrongs. We must find our own path underneath the cross upon which Jesus is hung. And as we stand beneath the cross, find ourselves provoked towards love and goodness, acts of advocacy for all who suffer, all who are lost, all who are seeking. Standing at the foot of the cross, we are asked to see Christ in all people. Jesus was not crushed by the violence happening to him. Instead, through his sacrifice, he offers us a new future, a future built upon hope and love, that Christ, the Lamb of God, is offered for us, that Christ, the King, walks in solidarity with our suffering and the suffering of the least of these. So we too are called to walk. Amen.